The Fabulous Moolah was a championship wrestler on the women's wrestling circuit from the mid-50s through the mid-80s. She was also a trainer and promoter. Her real name was Mary Lillian Ellison. She died Friday after shoulder replacement surgery. She was 84. In 2005, she was featured in a documentary about the early days of women's professional wrestling called Lipstick and Dynamite. At the time, Ellison was still working on the circuit as a promoter and occasional wrestler, even though she was in her 80s. In 2005, Ellison and the director of the film, Ruth Lightman, spoke to our frequent guest host, Dave Davies. Dave asked Lightman about how women first got started in wrestling.
There was a legacy that led back to the late 30s, that there were these women from economically challenged backgrounds that were recruited to the road by one promoter named Billy Wolf, and he basically had men, other wrestlers who were wrestling in territories all over the country that would see women in diners and in shopping centers, and he would pick them up and offer them $50 and send them to Columbus, Ohio for a chance at becoming a wrestler.
What were they looking for? Beauty, brawn, skill?
All of the above. Beauty, brawn, skill. They were looking for women who were very attractive and very athletic, and often on the spot they would say, you know, get down there and do some sit-ups for me, or show me what you can do, do push-ups. And so many of them were acrobatic and athletic, and basically they were offered fame, fortune. Many of these women were sort of presented and marketed like movie stars. They wore furs and high-heeled shoes, and they were presented as showgirls.
As we listen to the stories of these women and how they got into it, I mean, there's some pretty tough survival stories here, aren't there?
They really were looking for a way out of some difficult home lives, so that they learned how to fight when they were young, because many of them came from abusive homes. They were ready to get out there and get into the ring. But it was also a way for them to have a career, and they really perceived it as a career. And some of them were able to do it for decades, especially Lillian and Mae Young.
And I think that's probably a good point. We can bring Lillian Ellison, the Fabulous Moolah, into the conversation. Are you with us, Moolah?
Yes, I am.
Great. Should I call you Lillian or Moolah?
Whatever you want to, but if you write a check, just don't let it bounce.
All right.
I've been called a lot of things. I don't mind.
All right. Now, it said that you held the world title for 28 years, going back to 1956, right?
Yes, sir. I won it in Baltimore, Maryland in 1956 and lost it in Madison Square Garden in 1985.
Take us back to those days in the 50s a little bit. What were a couple of your favorite moves in the ring?
Favorite moves?
Yeah.
Anything I could get to win. I like to do the flying drop kicks and flying head scissors, and like to do flying mares.
Well, describe a couple of those for us.
Okay, a flying drop kick is when you jump flat-footed from the floor up as high as the person you're looking at and kick them in the face or in the chest, wherever you want to kick them, and then you fall to the floor. And then the flying head scissors is where you jump up, would put both legs around their head and throw them forward as you come down. And a flying mare is when you get a girl by the hair of the head and pull her over your shoulders and flam her to the mat as hard as you can. And I love doing that.
I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about what it was like in the ring and the crowd. I mean, they're yelling at you. Did you feed off the crowd? Could you hear individual people yelling at you?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's kind of hard to explain, but it just gives me a joy. When I walk out to the ring and I hear people yelling, I don't care if they're yelling or booing. It just gives me a thrill to know that the people are there to enjoy themselves and enjoy the entertainment that we will be giving them. And then it's hard to explain, because like in the city in New York, I would go in the ring and I get everything thrown at me, from rotten eggs to rotten oranges and everything else. And then when I'd come out of the ring, they'd be tapping me on my back and saying, Moolah, we love you. You're so great. We love you. So it's hard to explain.
When you're in the ring, did you ever turn around and respond to anybody?
Oh, I yell back a lot, yeah.
Like, what would you say?
Well, I don't know, whatever it called for.
Lillian, why do you think you...
I would tell them to shut up, or if they thought they were big enough to climb inside the ring, I had something waiting for them, whatever I felt like telling them.
Were there rules? In, you know, a lot of people, when they see wrestling, it looks like anything goes. I mean, were there rules about what you couldn't do in the ring? Like, for example, grabbing someone by their hair and throwing them into a turnbuckle.
Yes, there's rules, but everybody does not abide by the rules. And I'm one of them.
You're one that does not always.
I do my own rules. In fact, I don't mind wrestling men because I know their weak points.
Give me an example of their weakness. Well, can you give an example of a rule that you bend?
Well, I wouldn't mind choking you, or gouging your eyes, pulling your hair, or kicking you below the belt. It wouldn't bother me at all.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're in two different cities here. Most of the other women in the film, Lipstick and Dynamite, went on to other careers, but Moolah, you just stayed right in it. And I'm wondering, did you ever think about leaving? What kept you in the wrestling game all your life?
What has really kept me in it so long is that every year I got older, I could see people, senior citizens, sitting in a rocking chair, or either saying, "Oh well, I'm going to retire this year," and I'm in this. And when you do that, you can bet one thing: you're driving nails in your coffin. And I will be wrestling when I'm 100 years old, and I want the senior citizens to know: just because they're 60 to 65 years old, they do not have to sit in a rocking chair and rock. Because when they do, they're rocking themselves to the grave.
Mary Lillian Ellison, a.k.a. the Fabulous Moolah, died Friday at the age of 84. She spoke to our frequent guest host Dave Davies in 2005, along with Ruth Lightman. She's the director of the women's wrestling documentary Lipstick and Dynamite.